Well, the problem in this day, people misrepresent the scripture. They hide by general comments. And there's things I'd say that they wouldn't want to stone me about. But I got the truth, and I'm not in the number of what some people believe. And listen, God don't change. God never has changed, Brother Todd. He said, I'm the Lord God, I change not. He said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change. Amen. Thank God Christ come in flesh, took a body of a man, was the God-man. Amen. Listen, I'm glad he did that. I'm thankful for his example and how he did. But brother, listen, he is God in the flesh. Amen. His main enemy was religion. That's right, the religious people. Amen. You go back through the scripture. That's even when he put, thank God, the Korah people in hell. He opened the pit of the earth and they swallowed them up because they wanted the authority that Moses had. And God's the one that give it to him. You're really rebelling against God when you rebel against set up and ordained authority God set up in this world. That's just the way it is. Amen. Just like a police officer. A police officer is a minister of God, according to the book of Romans 13. But people curse them and amen, and go against them. They say defund the police and all that. They don't have no sense. Amen. Listen, God set them up. He set a government up. What for? To protect the right. Amen. Not to defend the bunch of enemies. Amen. Of the country. Amen. Listen, friend, my skin color has nothing to do with it. My heart's what's got to do with it. Amen. They make this racial thing and all this stuff today, and brother, it ain't no good. And that's where we at today. And you get up and say anything. Amen. And brother, you don't know God loves you, do you? You find that out. Amen. You don't know that. Amen. Listen, ain't God, they take that John 3:16 and built a world doctrine off of it. He was talking to Nicodemus, in fact. Amen. The world was people outside the Jewish race. Amen. Whom God set his affection on. But brother, listen, thank God, friend, he hated Esau. Amen. He raised up Pharaoh to drown him. Amen. That's what he done. He called. Thank God, this thing. Brother, listen, there's most Baptist people, they couldn't take what I just told you. Amen. They don't want a God like that. They want a God they can control. They want a God that says, well, he loves everybody the same. Well, I'm sorry, friend. He loved Jacob and hated Esau. That's the book. I didn't write it. God put it. Amen. I don't glory in nothing but the grace of God. I'm no good. He could have put me in hell. Amen. If he hadn't been merciful to me. Amen. Brother, listen. Thank God they didn't like the fact that I made the statement that, thank God, Judas Iscariot was born. Thank God to fulfill the scripture. That's exactly right. Amen. He couldn't have got in. Thank God he was born for that purpose, friend. Amen. People so deceived on how the truth of God is. They don't listen. The God that they represent is a God that's left it up to you instead of him. And I tell you, he ain't never asked you or me, thank God, to do anything. Thank God, friend. Amen. In his place. He didn't put a body here, but he said, I'll put my Holy Ghost in them. And he said, I'll work through them. Thank God, bro, height, amen, ain't nothing. Amen. But I'm everything, and I can take a nothing and put my spirit in, thank God, and work through in this world. And brethren, we've got all these doctor titles and everything else under the sun and built men up, amen, and made them sound like they was God themselves. And that's the problem, brother. Listen, they stand in a place, amen, I stand in a calling of God. Paul said he called me from my mother's womb to preach the gospel. He did, brother, listen, it's a long time before he was ever born. He was ordained. Jeremiah, he said, before I formed thee, I knew thee. And he called him, praise God. Amen. Listen, how's God work in this dispensation the way he always has? Thank God he's got some men, he's got some people of God, amen, that he's put his spirit in, and he works in and through them to bring forth his will and glory in this life. And that's exactly right. There ain't nobody sitting here tonight had not God come and got a hold of them and chose them to himself. And brother, he didn't ask me, did I want him? Amen, brother. Thank God he said, I'm coming in. Amen.
right. That's right. He didn't leave salvation up to me. If he had, I'd go to hell because I didn't have no grace in me to want it. But he gave me grace. And for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Put that at the top of your door. Thank God. Every day you walk out and you say, and that not of yourselves. There ain't one good thing in man. He's depraved, dead, and destined to go to hell apart from grace. And you would, me would. Ain't God today would go going to hell. Amen. With the grace of God, friend. Ain't God delivered me from hell. And that's exactly right. Amen. It's the favor of God on undeserving hell-bound sinners. And all to go to hell tonight. Amen. Listen. He said they don't want to hear about hell. They don't want to hear about nothing. Amen. They don't want to hear about sin. They said don't preach against sin. Well, brother, there's a lot of things said about it. Amen. God's against some things. And God's for some things. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. He justified me by faith, thank God, and made me a new creature in Christ. And we wonder tonight why our churches, amen, are dying, friend, and people's got to give. Thank God, these altar calls for an hour, amen, to get a man to come up here, and they get a profession out of him. 5 and 6 year old kids, amen, you won't go to heaven when you die. Thank God, that ain't the issue. Your issue is sin, amen, and Christ. And that's a shame. It's an abomination in my sight. Thank God for somebody to take a Bible, amen, and use it, thank God, to make a child, make a profession, to put a feather in their hat, and said this, so they got saved. Ain't nobody got to testify for anybody that got saved. If they got saved, if they're 6 years old, they can testify for themselves. Brother Jeremy said, thank God, he had an 8-year-old boy. Thank God, come and get saved. And he asked the boy, did he want to say anything? And he said, not today. He said the other day, thank God it got on him. And he testified 3 times. Amen. I'm telling you, you'll testify. Amen. You won't have the preacher to testify for you. You'll say it yourself. I'm telling you, that's right. Too much of this stuff today. Amen. And they say, God didn't call me to build a church. He's the builder of the church. And Brother Knight, that's the way it is. Thank God, the church is his body, it's his building. And I'm not talking about brick and mortar. I'm talking about the body as the building. You're his building. You are God's house. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He lives within you. And that's the way it's set up. And brother, I'm telling you this. Ain't God, brother, he died in the sight of God. He's a lamb slain before the world ever began. If he was, then what was he slain? For my sin and your sin. Why did he save you? For his purpose. Amen. He put you in his church. Amen. It was set up before God ever, amen, before God ever put us in the world, because he's a lamb slain in the mind of God before the world began. That's the only way you could get the word glorified. Amen. He glorified us. That means we're perfected. Ain't God's, how long? For eternity. We have eternal life. People can't take that, brother. Amen. They can't figure him out. You ain't going to figure him out. He's going to do everything. I glory in that. I mean, I glory in the fact, amen, of truth tonight, number one. And I glory in the fact that God did have mercy on me. Amen. Not because I was good. Not because he saw any good in me. It's because he desired it. Thank God. He said, I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. And I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. He don't have to have compassion on nobody. If he had chose to not, amen, he'd just be as just and sovereign and right tonight as he ever has been. Amen. He existed a long time before we did, Brother Todd. He's always been, and he don't need me. I need him. And he chose me, and I'm his bride. Amen. He must love me enough, thank God, to put me in there. And it wasn't nothing based on me. You don't accept him. He accepts you. Amen. The Bible said he made us accepted in the beloved. Amen. God, that means he had favor on a lost sinner like me, thank God, and accepted me in the beloved and put me in it, thank God. Why? The base of it was the love he had for me. Ain't God manifested through the cross of Calvary. He died for man once. Ain't God he could claim. Ain't God he purchased him. Ain't God with his own blood. Amen. Listen, he has never lost a one. In John 17, he said he hadn't lost none. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled, because he was chosen. He chose him as a disciple. But he said he was raised up. Amen. He said he was a devil from the beginning.
Amen. He betrayed him. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you this, you can say what you want to, and I know it gets deep, and you'll have to swim in it a while to grab a hold of it. Everything God does is right with anybody. Now, that's hard to take sometimes. You really think about that. But if he ain't sovereign in everything, he ain't sovereign at all. He's as much sovereign on you. If he wants you to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go drink a glass of milk, you'll do it. Hard to grab a hold of that. You say it's he in complete control. You got that right. Every bit, son. Everything that went today, thank God, it's of God. Amen. Somebody, what is sin? God, I said, he allowed sin. Thank God that he might develop, thank God, his people in righteousness. And what I mean by that is you would never know forgiveness had you not sinned. And I'm not saying he ever ordained sin, because he didn't ordain sin. At the same place, brethren, listen, he knew, thank God, Adam was going to fall. He put the garden, put the tree in the garden. He already had a lamb slain before the world began. Amen. Listen, thank God, it didn't surprise God because he took of the fruit. It didn't surprise him, friend. The woman's one took it, gave it to the man. Amen. They're responsible for their actions after the command of God came. And brethren, they was responsible. And that's the way we are. When we got light turned on, we're responsible. We get under conviction. Ain't God, when the Holy Ghost opens our conscience, when God shows us things, we're responsible. But the whole thing is, amen, listen, he allows things in men's life that his will be done. And nobody can read Samson tonight and not see that God allowed them things, not that he ordained him to do that, but he allowed him to do that to bring forth his will. Thank God, the day he pushed the pillars down and slew the Philistines, he killed more in his death than he did in his life. Amen. Here's the thing you can't figure out, you never will. Why am I going through this? Why did I get this shoulder like this? I've asked God, that thing's irritated me for 3 months. And I don't see no good in it. I mean, I'm just being honest. I can't even see why he done it or allowed it to be done. And then, you know, I mean, here's the thing, Brother Todd. It ain't my business. Why am I got glasses? Why have I was born without good sight? I've worn them since I was 3 years old. Why? I mean, Brother Shane talked about that teacher, but that's the way she was made. You know what? God have mercy. I ain't going to win no beauty contest, but thank God I'm glad Jesus lives in me. Amen. They didn't find no beauty in him. Amen. That they should desire him. Amen. Listen, friend. Everything's of God. Listen, here's the hard thing with people. Can we accept what the Father does on our behalf and what the Father does in our life? Amen. Can we accept that? Well, you can only accept it with grace. You can't accept it without grace. You cannot accept it without the grace of God. That's just the way it is. Hey, we'd all go crazy tonight if we didn't know God. When you pillowed your head tonight and I pillowed my head tonight, my wife included, Jonathan and Miss God, his good wife back there. Amen. Miss Jessica, if we didn't believe God was in complete control of everything in our life and we could rest in him and believe in him and trust him and lay our head down, thank God, and rest, we'd stay up all night wondering what's going to happen next. We'd stay up all night and wonder if we was going to make it. Once in a while, you'd think you wouldn't. Amen. And God allows that too sometimes. Thank God for you to seek him and look to him. Why's doubt come? Because doubt comes, it drives you to find the faith of it. Amen. Listen, everything you go through, there's always an opposite. Amen. And God allows things in your life. Thank God that he might prove himself. Thank God, friend, when he asked him how he's going to feed the 5,000 and we ain't got enough money, he knew what he's going to do. Amen. You ever been when you didn't have enough money? 200 penny worth. That's count our money here, Philip. Well, we got 200 penny worth. But that'll only buy enough to give them all a little. But there is a lad here who had 5 loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many? What a question. What are they among so many? He said, bring them to me. Amen. Thank God, after he got a hold of them, amen, he fed 5,000 men plus women and children. And they had enough, Brother Todd. They just didn't get a little. That's the thought of man. They'll give them a little bit. You thought that way before. I have two. But the thing of it is, when he got a hold of it, thank God, he gave them enough. Thank God that they had 12 baskets left over. Amen. You ever done that? Just sat down and thought, now, we got this many coming. How are we going to feed them? I've done that out there in fellowship, Paul. I look at the table and I say, my goodness, ain't nobody bring no chicken or nothing. Amen. And I say, wait a minute, we got a bunch of visitors coming. How are we going to feed all these people? I mean, 100 people in there one time. I looked at it, looked kind of meager. Amen. I thought, what we're going to do? I told Myra, I said, well, we need to call that little Caesar and get about 10 pieces. Amen. To get go up our boat down and get some chicken. Amen. And it just like, I'm telling you, this is the truth. People get in line, you say, and the food just, it's just there. Amen. Listen, and there's enough. Amen. God just multiplies. I don't know how he does it. He just does it. Isn't it amazing? Thank God how he does them things for you. Amen. In your life, you count it and count it and count it. And you can't see no way, but thank God he just does. Does it? It's just amazing. Amen. Because listen, most of the time God does something when you can't do it, and you look at it and you say it's about impossible. That's when God does it. That's when God does it. Most of the time when you get desperate, when you get down and say, God, this don't look good. I can't do a thing about it. Here's the thing. Well, there's a lot of things we can't do nothing about but pray. And that's the best thing you can do. And just cast it upon him. Here's the way I believe Job got. Lord, thank God. Thank God, I ain't blaming you. I never curse you with my lips. Amen. I don't blame you, God. But listen, thank God, whatever comes my way, I got to accept. It's hard. See, if I had my way tonight, I'd live on the mountain all the time. I preached up there at that little meeting Friday morning. When I got up, I felt like I was about standing near heaven. And I preached. I mean, I felt good. I mean, it was, you know what Preston told me? He said, boy, when I got up there, I just felt like I had the most liberty ever had. And he said, I just preached. Amen. I thought, you know what I told him? I said, when I come back here on Sunday, I thought it'd be the same way. It don't work like that. Amen. It was good. Thank God for Sunday morning service, the blessing to God, the comfort and the help of God. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Sunday night when I got up. Amen. It was all right. But I'm telling you this, everything ain't going to be the way you think sometimes. God don't work like that. What if you had it like that? What if every morning, thank God, you didn't have nothing hurt you? You felt good, thank God, every day. Amen. You're blessed, thank God, you ate good. Amen. Thank God, you never have no car trouble. Amen. You never have no in-law problems. Amen. Thank God, you don't never have none of that. Amen. You don't have nobody breathing down your back. What you doing? What you ain't doing? It's just good. Thank God, freedom. Amen. You take a ride down to the coast. Amen. You and your wife walk on the shore. Amen. This, I mean, like glory. Amen. Hey, what if everything was like that? Amen. What if you never had a battle? What if you never had a mental battle? What if you never had that? I tell you, you'd about have to be in heaven. I'm telling you, amen. Because it ain't gonna happen for your friend. Ain't God, I'm 63, and I thought, like Brother Shake said, amen. Sometimes I thought these were golden years. Amen. That's right. Amen. But it ain't golden sometimes. Amen. We still have hardships and we have difficulties. The mind is the worst thing where the battle is. It battles me all the time. When I do good, people brag. And I have to fight her down. When I don't do good, people complain. I have to fight her down. I think unto God, where's an even place? Amen. That's right. Amen. Ain't God, it's like that. Ain't God, one day the youngins, amen, are doing good. Amen. They make good grades. The teacher ain't never having to say nothing to them. Amen. Listen, all A's. What about that? Do you make all A's? Are you close to it, though? Amen. God bless you. You know what? I mean, I'll take A's and B's. I'll take A's, B's, and C's. All right, don't tell your mama I said that, but that's the truth. All your children come in, you say, look at my note here, mama. Joy wasn't behaving today. Huh? Now grandparents have to raise children. Now the grandparents has got gray hair over gray hair. Amen. That's right, ain't it? I mean, we thought, thank God, amen, my mom and daddy, thank God when they got rid of me, amen, and I got married, amen, and started having children, thank God it ought to be peace for them, thank God the nest is clean, amen, thank God they can wake up, drink their coffee, talk to one another, amen, never have no trouble. You'd think that way, wouldn't you? It ain't that way, brother. Amen, listen, I'll tell you, the older you get, amen, the more struggles are with health, amen, with things you know, thank God much knowledge brings a lot of, amen, hardship. Amen, the more you know, the more you're accountable for. That's just the way it is. Amen, listen, I'll tell you this tonight, and I'm honest as I can be. If I was God, I wouldn't take me. I'm just telling you, if I was God, I wouldn't keep me. If I was God, I wouldn't even deal with me. I'd let me just go my way. But that ain't God. Amen, he loved me and saved me. He loves me and keeps me. He loves me and blesses me. But in spite of myself, the only way I'll get turned tonight, ain't God's because of him. I told my daddy today, we're blessed in Christ. We're blessed in him. Ain't God, all the blessings and the spiritual blessings come from above, come from heaven. Ain't God because of him tonight. And brother, I'm telling you, you can rest in that. You can't rest in nothing else but Jesus and his work. Amen. Can't rest in nothing else. Take a hard blow. Thank God you've been through a hard day and you sit on the couch. Get you a cup of coffee, turn Andy Griffin on. Thank God, sit back and your wife sits beside you, and you thank God. Amen. You think, praise God, we're on a pretty good path. And the next day, amen, thank God, you have this, and you have that, amen. And then all of a sudden, here she comes again. Thank God, I take advantage, thank God, of when I ain't got something going on, and the battle ain't there, that's hardly ever, amen. You got to think in your mind to get out of the battle sometime, amen. Thank God, I think sometimes I'm, amen, think things ain't even, amen, reality, amen. I ain't got to get my mind off what I'm going through, amen, but I know that I got to come back, amen. Thank God, you can take a trip to Hawaii in your mind, and not be there, but you're going to get back right fast. Amen. When the phone rings, amen. And you got to go in at 4:00 in the morning. Amen. And thank God he's upset because the motor ain't done. Amen. Listen, that's just the way it is. Brethren, we're made flesh. We are flesh. He knows we're flesh. But the fact of it is, thank God he's the one that's doing it all and has done it all. And he will do it all. And brethren, I don't understand it, but one day it will be reality that we will be made perfect, amen. Never have another bad thought. Never have sin again. Amen. Brother, people don't think their sin's lying. They sin. Amen. We don't sin like we used to, but we sin. Amen. When you get saved, he delivers you from sin. Amen. And the sins, and brother, listen, when he saved you, thank God, he forgave everything you have done and you would do. It wasn't just part of them. He died for all of them. And brother, listen, he knew what he was getting when he got you. He knew it. He knew you was going to be hard-headed. Amen. He knew I was going to be stubborn. He knew, thank God, I was going to be dumb on some things. Amen. Just like that man and I was telling them, I know it's funny. It's just crazy. I don't hear good sometimes. That man, I come into Arby's, and he said, that's a nice, I thought he said, it's a nice shirt you got on. He was, my wife said, he said, truck. I said, yeah, I got this. Thank God I put a point at my truck, my shirt. And I said, yeah, I got it off Amazon. He thought I was talking about the truck. He said, Amazon? I said, yeah. I even got a gray one like it. Amen. Thank God my wife come here. He said he liked your truck, not your shirt. Amen. Thank God. And you know what? That's in the will of God too. Amen. Thank God. You say, can you blame everything on it? No, I can believe I'm in it. Amen. I'm in his will. Thank God. And amen. Even if you ain't walking where you ought to, I ain't changing him. He ain't missing a beat. He's going to do what he said every day. Amen. Thank God he didn't have no problem get the sun up. He didn't have no problem get the moon up. He didn't have no problem, thank God, knowing the stars by name. And he ain't got no problem, thank God, in doing what he needs to for us. Amen. Do you know he allows things in your life to teach you? That's right. My wife said I need to go to see the ear doctor. Went and seen him. He said, you need to get a hearing test. I want to say so bad I need to study for it. He was a professional. His name DeWolf. I told my wife, I said, I need to see the sheep. Amen. Not the wolf. That's his name. God bless him. Amen. I went in there and he said, you need a hearing test. He said, you got some problems. I said, yeah. I've got more than what my hearing's doing. Amen. And I said, well, I'll come back. He said, when? Next week? I said, no, it's going to be longer than that. Amen. So I know what he's going to do. He's going to say, you need a hearing aid. Amen. I like what James Saver said. We don't know hearing aid. We need an understanding aid. Amen. He said, praise God. Amen. It ain't a hearing this problem. He said, it's understanding, because understanding is a revelation of God. And the only way you know it is he revealed it to you. That's amazing, ain't it? Listen, you can take the Bible all day, Miss Jennifer and Myra and all the rest of them. Thank God, you too. You can go sit with somebody and say, let me read the Bible. And the Holy Ghost can take it and use it. But he's the only one. What you read can open the eyes of them who you give it to. Ain't no way under the sun I can make you understand this. Amen. Just got to be God. He said, boy, that's why I like it. Buddy, I'll tell you, I like a church. Thank God. And that's people that's assembled that know this truth, brother, that you don't know nothing unless God reveals it to you. It's not revealed by flesh and blood. It's revealed by the Holy Ghost. And brother, you can tell people what to do and not to do, and they can go do it, but they can't understand it unless God shows it to them. And brother, it ain't built on do's and don'ts. It's built on the Holy Ghost. Ain't God fellowshipping with you in the Spirit and the relationship you have with Christ. And that's where it's at. And brother, if a person will love God and get in with him and get the help of God from him, you won't have to preach on all that stuff. Man didn't have to preach on me to give, because Jesus gave himself. I said that. I know it twerks some people, and everybody can believe what they want to. I don't believe tenth giving to the New Testament. I believe in grace giving. I believe you give as God's prospered you, and you give cheerfully, and you give out of the will of the Lord and blessing of God. It ain't my business what anybody gives. It ain't. Jesus didn't give a tenth. He gave all. He ain't wanting your money. Don't need it. You give to be a blessing that he's give to you. You give back. Thank God he might use it for the glory of God. But he might bless you. People say, I don't give to get. Do you plant to get? That's what somebody told me one day. I said, if you give, God will bless you. He said, giving it should be given unto you. Well, I don't give to get. I said, you don't. I said, you plant corn to get. That's right. That's one principle I've learned in the Bible. It's a universal law. A lost man can do it. A lost man can be nice to you, Brother Todd, and somebody be nice to him because he is nice to you. That's right. Brother, you struggle around that thing and say, man, I mean, I'm running a little short this week. I mean, I had to pay my tithes, and I ain't got enough. I mean, I made 500, and I know I got to give 50. You don't have to give it. Somebody said, you'll cut your treasure down by preaching like that. Well, if I do, it'll be by truth. You say, well, I can't give it this week. Buddy, I know what it was like when I struggled with that thing and I believed in that tenth giving, and I'd go down and look at my checkbook on Sunday morning and I was supposed to give 50 and I had 30 in there. And I still give it. You know why? Because I knew next week I was going to get paid and I'd get it in there before they'd charge me. That's bondage. That's really bondage. Unless the Holy Spirit tells you that. But I'll tell you what it is. This is what you say, Lord, I'm doing this from a cheerful heart because I love you, and I'm giving between me and you to honor Christ and be a blessing, and I know you'll bless me for it. Now, you do sow sparingly, you shall reap sparingly. You're going to still get something. You sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. But it's not just money. Money's killed the church. It really has. It's killed the society. It's full of greed. Everything is, everybody wants to make money off somebody. I thank you all to have, thank God, a plan and an understanding of the fact that God give you wisdom and how to multiply things. But at the same time, brother, it's the whole motive behind it. That's where you go to. Amen. Listen, if I bought, thank God, a car, amen, and got 500 for it, amen, it wouldn't be much of a car, would it? Amen. But 500, say I got it for 500 and I put it out in the yard for 1,000, and the man want to come buy it for 1,000, that's all right. Sure it is. Yeah, I know you do that. You got to help you out a little. But you know what? It would be the whole motive behind it. And ask God to bless it. But you know what? If you knew it was about to blow up, you know, and the oil was leaking out, and you cleaned it up underneath and everything, and sat there and they said, what about this car? I said, it's nice. And he got it home. He called you and said, I couldn't hardly get the car home. And you say, well, that's your fault. It ain't a warranty with it. That'd be your fault right there. It would be your fault. But if you in honesty of heart, amen, I wouldn't tell the man I got it for $500. Amen, like Ronnie Hill, that people come over there. He had his car for $600. The woman come under and looked at it. She said, it's firm now. It's firm, $600. She's walking around in it. She said, would you take $400 for it? He said, no, just give me $300. Really, if you think about it, folks, a lot of things we struggle with is just this simple freedom from God, that if we use our mind and not be pressured by anybody but the Holy Spirit working in us, you'd live a better life. Here's I'm going to tell you something about clothes. I got to finish. I don't even know what time it is. But I'm going to tell you something about clothes. If you had to ask me what you're wearing is okay, then you got doubt about it. I didn't ask my wife tonight, do you think what I got on is okay? I don't remember ever asking her that. If you ask somebody that and say, you think what I got on is okay? I say, yeah. That's between you and God. Here's the whole thing. If the conscience don't condemn thee over it, then don't worry about it. Ain't that right? That's what the God of heaven said. Romans 14, go to that. That's in there too. If your master said, yeah, you look nice in that, say, praise God. He said, I look nice. I'm going to tell you, he's looking further than what you got on. What I got on don't make me righteous. Don't make me better. Don't make me spiritual. If it would, thank God, I'd give everybody a white shirt and a pair of green pants. Don't do it. You know, that's the thing. You know, I think we need to be presentable and a good testimony and all that stuff, but everything can be an extreme. And people can build their righteousness off what they put on instead of who's in them. Amen. God have mercy. I wouldn't want people to wear shorts in here and tank tops and stuff like that and ball hats. I'd say something about it. I'd say, look, man, I know we got liberty, but praise God, don't take it too far. Amen. The conscience won't tell you. I mean, even the Spirit of God will tell you that. Holy Ghost tell you that. Amen. I went to Methodist church. Amen. Mama put on Sunday clothes for me then. She didn't tell me to wear my baseball uniform to church. Amen. That's just common sense. Some people ain't got much. I don't even know where you could buy it in these days. Do you, Brother Todd? God have mercy. But I'm saying this tonight, that the Christian life is a relationship and it's with Jesus Christ. And if you can get his okay and walk in the Spirit and do what he says, that's where the power is. It ain't in this rules. It ain't this just getting together. Amen. And sitting on a pew. It's a relationship. I told you this before. It'd be bad if I told my wife, I'll talk to you tonight. It's Wednesday. And then after I got through, I say, we'll meet together again Sunday. If you can come Sunday night, we'll meet again. And then after Sunday night, I'll say, see you Wednesday. Think we can get a good little session in on Wednesday night. I mean, that's all we're going to see one another. Brother, if that's what people think Christianity is coming, sitting in here and hearing 3 messages a week, you're missing it. You're missing it. If that's what it is, I go to church where I go down there to Westside Baptist Church. No, that's a blessing. Thank God, I'm glad you do. But the church is outside of here too. When Brother Shank goes home, thank God, he's the church. Amen. When you go home, you're the church. If you get mad at home, I get mad at home, we're the church. Amen. If you get mad at work, you're the church. If you get happy at the work, you're the church. Amen. If I'm in the truck and I see somebody don't like getting in front of me, then I'm in the church. If you ever get that mindset, it'll help you. It's hard to get it because the Western world, all they thought about is going to church, and you don't go to church, you are the church. So if I get up in the morning, thank God, and sing to Jesus, it would be right to do. Amen. It'd be right to do to read the scripture tomorrow. Thank God just to get something for me from my own self. Amen. As much as it would be in coming in here on Sunday and getting it. Lord bless you. Y'all have heard enough. Let's stand tonight. Pray first, Brother Hall.